Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You know, we need better, frankly. And, you know, to be a starter, you know, it's the length in the game that we need more from. As a starter, you got to be able to navigate and kind of limit damage, give up runs. Yeah, it's going to happen. You know, there's been some bright spots, and there is clearly some good things there. But during the course of a kind of a normal part of it, that's going to hurt you.
That's Craig Counsell talking about Ben Brown as we take a closer look at this Cubs and Brewers series that you can hear right here tonight on The Score. We have the only local broadcast, and that kicks off at 6:30 this evening. Ben Brown is the starter tonight for the Cubs. Unfortunately, he is in the Rahimi and Harris non-circle of trust of our starting pitchers.
He's over there somewhere.
He's
but
on the outside.
We're hoping that he's making his way back to the circle.
Yes, but unfortunately, his previous outings have left something to be desired. That is for sure. Brown right now rocking an ERA north of 6. It is 6.04. He's 2-2 on the season, and Marshall loves to bring up the whip. Unfortunately, that is a big indication at a 1.89. So needless to say, Craig Counsell saying what he needed to say about the standard and what he wants to see out of his 25-year-old starter, but also the indication of the expectations on this team, even when it comes to young players who are trying to find themselves.
You want to give him somewhat of a leash because you realize how good he could be potentially with that two-pitch mix plus a changeup that's whispering because it shows up sometimes, but not very often.
No, it does not.
Yes, yeah, so
not enough anyway.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So looking at, you know, the ERA, whether you want to talk about that being north of 6 or even the fielding independent pitching, the FIP of 4.17,
oof.
That's not the issue, though. The issue is he doesn't go long enough. Do you remember? It's been a while. Do you remember when the Cubs won 16-0 over the Dodgers? And
no.
He pitched 6 shutout innings?
That was so long ago.
It was so long ago. And the problem is, outside of that, he's only made it through 5 innings one time. This is how his pitching line goes. And I guess we should strike the initial pitching performance because it was a piggyback back in Tokyo way back when.
Yeah, that's considered part of your bullpen performance.
It wasn't a start, but in his 5 starts, he gave up 3 earned over 5 innings, then 5 earned over 4 innings. Then he had the Dodgers start, which was superb. And then he gave up 1 run over 4 innings. So like you're like, okay, 1 run's good, but you got to go more than 4 innings. And then he gave up 6 runs over 3 2/3 his last time out. And the length just isn't there. The length has not been there. And they need, you know, this is like more of a line I would expect out of maybe a Colin Ray who's been in a swingman position. He's trying to get adjusted to starting life. But Ray's actually been excellent, which has made up for the fact that Ben Brown has not been up to standard. And he knows it too. He talked about it after his last outing.
He did. And when you look at, you mentioned the start against the Diamondbacks on April 19th, where he goes 4 innings. He threw 100 pitches over that 4. That's a huge part of this as well. His pitch per inning count is awfully high. Through 80 over the 3 2/3 against the Phillies. He has also seen some outstanding competition, and it's a good test for him when you're going to Milwaukee and you're facing a Brewers team where they just lost 8-0 in their third and last game of the series against the White Sox. But that's what got me thinking. We talk so much about what we used to call Craig Timber, you know, Craig Counsell, and how he manages his bullpen so well in September. Or Pat Murphy's the manager of the year last year. And I consider the comparison and the contrast when it came to knowing how much of the Brewers' success was on Craig Counsell, how much of it was on what just Vinny Rotino told us. They do have a wonderful way of finding bullpen arms and developing them. Trevor McGill is a good example of a guy who we've seen and found new life with them, and how much of that has helped. What is that secret sauce? It's not just managing your bullpen, it's having the talent too, but it's even things like this. When I consider that the Brewers took 2 out of 3 against the Cubs, against the White Sox, you take it on the chin in that 8-0 loss at the rate yesterday. You're also setting yourself up to have a more fresh bullpen for a 3-game series against a division opponent, and you're not making your high leverage guys work on the last day of that series. You're making everybody fresh for what they probably see as a winnable game facing Ben Brown. Like, these are the strategy moves that you think about when you're allowed to work ahead and you've got that kind of luxury to deal with. It's not just the stuff that happens in September. It's how you get there. And I do think that a lot of that does start, if you're good enough and if you're deep enough, with knowing how to manage people beginning now for thinking about how they're used later.
I think that's a valid point. I think the biggest issue for teams right now who don't have maybe premium production out of their starting pitching is managing it and trying to figure out work around where you know there are deficits. And right now, let's face it, the biggest deficit on the Cubs staff is Ben Brown, and it's him with a bullet. So much attention is on him right now because of how well, how competent the other parts of your staff have been. If you're going to have 80% of your staff be as consistent as the way the Cubs have, you're almost okay with having a guy who's not where he needs to be because you're like, okay, well, he'll figure it out. And also our offense is good enough that we're good. But the strain on the bullpen is a real thing. And you can't have it where every time Ben Brown takes the mound, oh, well, I guess we're going to have 5 or 6 relievers go today because Ben Brown can't get through 5. That's the reality of the situation.
There's also different details, too. I think part of what went into Pat Murphy winning Manager of the Year may be something that might be mirrored here. If you're lucky, Matt Shaw right now is in the minor leagues. Think about what happened with Jack Centurio. Now, Jack Centurio was only 19, but he struggles to start the season, and they could have sent him back to the minors, but they decided to kind of let him play it out. You know, those managerial decisions and them saying to him, it's okay, you know, we're going to let you figure this out, and then he did. You know, 300 hitter for the rest of the season after what happened in May. You saw how he performed, ends up with a 791 OPS. Those are the decisions that I think also factor into knowing how to manage people and situations early in the season to have it pay off when we typically think about when they're making their most money.
Based on the receipts, you can certainly say this is as good a managerial matchup as any you will find across baseball this weekend with Pat Murphy and Craig Counsell. I'm so curious, intrigued to see how these two teams respond over these next 3 games.
I just didn't think that I would look at this through the lens of what Pat Murphy did last year, as opposed to looking at it through how Craig Counsell has established his career. And I find myself doing that just even in how that game yesterday, blip on the schedule. An 8-0 loss to a team that is struggling. But how that can help you in the future.
We'll see how that plays out. I still think I agree with Vinny when he came in and said, got to sweep the White Sox because other teams are going to sweep the White Sox. So we'll see how it plays out, though. Again, NL Central time now, though, so it gets real. There's no blips now.
I mean, they just finished the hardest part of their schedule, the Cubs did.
Right. I'm saying for either team, the Brewers or the Cubs. No blips here.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.